Well, hello there.
Love Talk Radio.
Yes, Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas. I know it is late. I'm still up and wanted to just take a few minutes to talk to you about this message here. It is very important we talk about this one. Believe it or not, I was seeking the Lord on yesterday about what I needed to talk about using the systems that I have, because I have several different systems that I deliver messages from, and I haven't been on here for a minute, so I want to make sure I hit here before the end of the year. And I was in a real good sleep this morning, and I got someone knocking at the door and ringing the doorbell all at the same time. It was quite irritating. So I jumped up looking like Phyllis Diller, went to the door with my hair, and of course, unlike us, the Jehovah Witness was on their job. I was like, I know you did not wake me up to hand me a Watchtower magazine. And so I stayed very calm and tried to control the Phyllis Diller hair so she wouldn't be scared. And I said, I'll take the magazine. Thank you, but I am sleeping. Thank you very much. And so glad that I took it, because this message is coming from that Watchtower. Later on during this day, which is today is Thursday now, but it's Wednesday, I began to look at it and begin to just kind of reading it a little bit, trying to, as they say, chew the meat and spit the bones out. But what I found is that over the years I have found some very exciting articles in the Watchtower. And this one I thought, oh my God, it's so timely for what we need to be talking about right now. And so I wanted to kind of look at what I put out there for you all regarding punctuality. And I said that it's shifting time wasters. We need to shift the time wasters, you know, because we have a lot of people that come to serve us, especially if you're in ministry or business. It doesn't matter which one they're in, those types of characters who are time wasters. But we got to know that this is a spirit. And this spirit has come over the years and hit many organizations and businesses like never before. And so am I trying to say we should be zero tolerance? No, I'm not trying to say that, but I am saying that some people who came with that spirit, it needs to be addressed. They need to shift. They need to shift, especially someone who's doing a great kingdom work, and the services that you're providing are time sensitive. And I think that I also mentioned in my description about for you to think about how prompt is your leader, you know, as in regards to doing time-sensitive business, you know, and even if it's not time-sensitive, you know, how prompt is that leader? I mean, getting the service on time or getting things done timely, you know, how prompt or how, you know, pretty much in order does this, you know, does this leader do these things that you're connected with? That's very important to know. And then how prompt are you while you are serving under that type of leadership? So this afternoon, oh, no, it's not afternoon, it's nighttime. It's like 2 in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning here. But I want to talk about briefly about order. See, order decides your excellence. It also gives you increase. It brings prosperity and all those good things. But the punctuality portion of this is what I want to kind of share a little bit to you, I'll say this morning, because I am still awake at what time is it? It's like 1 o'clock. So but anyway, as I stated in my intro, that many of the people appreciate the value of punctuality, but they too can struggle with tardiness, and this is so true. But most of the time, it's because we're not preparing. We're not being orderly. And so how important is what this article says? Who did this article? I don't even know. I just know it's the Watchtower. But anyway, how important is punctuality? Well, this article says that some have found that arriving at an appointment or a bit earlier on time actually reduces stress. And it also says that punctuality enhances a person's reputation. And so how is that, Dr. Murphy? Well, I wanted to share a little bit about that a little later on, but I wanted to give you one of the nuggets that came from, I think his name is, Mike Murdoch, Dr. Mike Murdoch, and he said in regards to being accurate in your order, in the ranging of things, and how order can increase things and make things more comfortable and flow more better. It also brings on productivity, you know, because a lot of people who are slowful, they slow the person up who's trying to get something done. And most importantly, it affects the excellence in what we do. People that know me, I am very, very rigid as it relates to time. And I thank God that because God is a God of time, it's very important that we watch our time, watch our way, watch what we're doing in regards to preparing for a thing or getting ready to get something to take place that is kingdom building matters. And so that when you have disorder, this influences attitudes more than ever, more than you can even imagine, because it don't take but one bad apple, as they say, to be in a bunch, and before you know it, the others start rotting. And this is so true. It's a ripple effect. And so why is it so important? Well, punctuality, just as I said earlier on, what it does, it indicates competence. It indicates where are you going, what you know that you are doing. And when you're on time, this shows that you're trying to be in control not only of your life, and also it helps you understand how to be responsible for circumstances and to look at the things that are preventing you from doing a good job or being timely in what you're called to do. And so that's why that matters, and that's why that competency is very important. I don't believe in putting people in charge of services or anything, even volunteers. I don't believe in putting them anywhere without adequate understanding and adequate training and what they need to understand. And we do have some, is what the old folks say, or the slang goes, some's kind of slow. And so they all say, well, I don't remember you telling me that. Or, I don't remember that. That's because they can't keep their mind functioning very long anyway, especially if you have someone that do flow in excellence and that do flow in order like myself. You know, we can try to do 3 and 4 and 5 different things at one time when that person's only able to focus on one thing. And I call that half of one thing, because some people, you know, just don't, they're just not able to juggle a lot of things at one time. And so, you know, and that multitasker spirit is very necessary when you're taking care of kingdom-minded business and even personal business, for that reason, because you've got to make sure that these things are flowing in the order. And then punctuality, it suggests dependability. See, that's the problem with the body of Christ right now. People can always say, I want to do this, I want to do that, but actually they are not involved in the area that we need to do as it relates to coming on time, and then we don't have to wonder if you're going to be there. We know that you're going to be punctual. We know that you're going to be dependable. We don't have to be called and say, well, she didn't come to church today. I wonder if she coming this afternoon. No, you don't have to do that, because if you know that person who you've appointed over a certain thing, then you already know that it's going to be done timely. You already know it's going to be done according to what you all discussed. It's not going to be she's going to add a little bit or he's going to add a little bit there. They're going to do it the way. And if there's anything else that they think that can make it even better, because they care about your vision, they care about excellence, they're going to come and run it by you. They're not going to try to just do things and throw things in the middle of your vision. They're going to come and talk to you and ask you what you think about this, or I saw this had this. Do you want to continue this way? That shows a mature leader who is trying to deliver excellence, and they do care about what vision that you have. And so the punctuality suggests dependability. It also shows that in a society of people where there's promises and things that you have made publicly to them that you're going to do as a leader, vice versa. If they make publicly, they're going to do a thing. You know, I've got all the forks and plate. I got all the juice or whatever. And never in my life never ceased to amaze me how people who allow people to be in position that you know they lay, you know they slope, you know, and then here it is. You don't even have forks to eat with. I'm going to use that as an analogy. You don't have forks to eat with because you put that slow person in charge to bring the forks. And that's one thing I do not do. I don't put people, you know, all your gifts that are in the body of Christ should be used if they want to be used, if they want to serve, you know, if they want to serve in the area that they have been graced in. But we tend to want to use everybody in something that they have not been graced in because you don't have nobody else. No, we can't do that no more. No, we're in a church now. We're in church services now where people are looking to see how out of order, out of sync you're in. So it's very important that when you're trying to deliver something, punctuality is a must. Dependability is a must. And the reason why we don't have that, again, is because we have need of these gifts, but these gifts don't are not graced to qualify in those positions. So why? Because many of them make promises, they break them. you know, many of them commit to certain things that they frequently ignore because they figure it ain't that big of a deal. You'll get over it. And so people tend to appreciate those, if you know, who stick to their word. I know I do, and I'm not going to even have people even serve me if I already know, first, number one, you act like it's bothering you, or you act like it's just too much, and things like that. You know, if you got any eye of the seer, if you can see any good at all, if you can see any way at all in the spirit, you should be able to discern who you should be having in certain roles that they're delivering for your ministry or your business anyway. Lord help today. And so if you have people who grumble and complain all the time and they do a good job, you still need to reassess your punctuality in regards to even using that person because they talk and grumble and complain too much. So that means now they're sowing tares in the thing that you're trying to do good. Lord help today. And so this dependable people, if you notice, they, of course, they earn the respect that so do to them, whether it's by the leader or their friends or their family, but we tend to go overboard as it relates to giving praise to somebody that's lazy and slothful. What's wrong with that? We need to look at this very clearly. You know, because this is not of God. You keep putting somebody up there just because maybe they, you know, maybe they're good tithers or maybe they're always on time and they prompt, but yet they got a nasty attitude. They never smile. Just in the way of the anointing, in the way of the excellence. It's very important not to say not to use them. I want to get that clear. But what you need to be doing is putting them in the area where they can flow in that area where it's not dealing with a whole bunch of people or anything like that. Because you already know these people are not what you want to call excellent mode people, or they're just simply just somebody that's there who want to be seen. A lot of times that's what they're flowing out of, just want to look popular and look important. But you got to make sure you need dependable people. You need people who are going to be punctual. You need people who want to serve in excellence. They're not going to settle for anything less because they already know who you are in the kingdom-mindedness of excellence, delivering excellence. And that excellence is very important. Not that you're trying to get everything shined up like gold, but what we are trying to do is make sure that we deliver it that it may look like gold, even though it may not be anything but how they say one of those diamonds that ain't real. You know, but what it is showing is that it's real, authentically real, and what you're doing as far as excellence is concerned, whether or not it is something small or great, is very important. Why? Because we are doing it to bring glory to God and not to ourselves. And so if you look at these dependable workers, they even deserve to be rewarded. I also believe in, you know, people, we just recently did our appreciation ceremony, so pastors, you are listening. It's very important that you start working on appreciation mode that you need to do annually. I do mine annually to make sure that I show appreciation to those people who have worked hard to serve me, and even in places where they served where it was very difficult because they wanted to deliver excellence because they know how I am about excellence. I believe in making sure it gets done properly and right. And if that feel like the person's going to give me in the spirit where I can see first, because God already showed it to you, but you still want to use them. If I see it, I got to move them around. I got to shift. I've got to shift that person somewhere else so they won't waste kingdom-minded time. And so what do I mean by shifting? Well, the word shift, it means to move or to call someone to go to another place, especially in a small distance. So, for instance, if they're serving at the in the usher ward, you might want to put them somewhere back ushering in wherever the family is going to leave their kids doing service or whatever. Let them usher on that end, not the dope, because they're just not looking right. Gone over there where those kids are, and over the kids might not want to go in either with that kind of look. But what the principle is that you don't have them at the front door with people coming in to be greeted with a smile of excellence, and you got them looking like, okay, how many of you got want to sit down? How many of y'all? You know, follow me. No, you don't need it there. You need somebody who is smiling, full of joy, and not faking, and they care about what they're doing. And so this shift means you're going to make a slight change in their position. That means you're going to show them another directive. You're going to show them another way that they can do this particular shift job that you've given them to. That means now they're going to be moving in another different facet of service, and that you're going to reassure them that you need them there, because this place is where you're moving them to so that they can get themselves, you know, better out of this area so they can stretch in a whole other area and get better about excellence. And so then the next thing that I'm going to bring out on this is because our time is wiping down. I'm glad it is. I just want to get on here and use this system, like I said, because I didn't want to shut my system down because I haven't been on here very long. But anyway, in a long time. But anyway, what the Bible is saying, there are passages, as you know, in Scripture that relate to punctuality. So, for instance, the Bible says that all things take place in decency and order. You know that one in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 40. So when two parties are agreeing to get something done in a specific time and place, and the thing that you're trying to get done, you know that you want it in decency and you want it proper, you want it in order. And so to be punctual, the Bible says also there is an appointed time for everything. And so a time for every activity under the heaven. That means the context of this verse is telling us in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, that there is a time to plant and a time to uproot. That's in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 2. And so that means, in this analogy that I want to show you, is that every time we put someone in a place, that means God is trying to prepare us to make sure that we're timely and that we're offering punctual, we're offering excellence in the delivery of what this time that God has allowed us to afford. And so that means that, for example, if you are a farmer and you have crops, so at the right time, you're planting your crops and you're being on time in order that they yield the best possible harvest, because you've already did what you need to do with the soil. You did everything to prepare it in that time. In other words, your responsibility and your punctuality is the only thing that's going to be able to yield some fruit coming out of that thing after you plant the seed. And so many of us have ministries or organizations that we have developed without punctuality, without proper training of excellence, so that people will know what they're doing and they deliver it based on the vision and the way God has told you to do it in excellence. And so the Bible continues to reveal some noble reasons for punctuality, and it's simply that the noble reason of this, it shows respect to others. It shows respect to the pastor or the leader of the organization or ministry, that their time is precious. You know, for them to come in and serve you, and vice versa. What you're doing, it impacts kingdom, that timeline that you have asked them to do a thing. If you look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, it says, by contrast, and this is just an overview of this scripture, it says that we need to look out not only for your own interests, but also for the interests of others. And so by contrast, this means that those who constantly make others wait could, in effect, be what? Stealing time from the kingdom, stealing time from what God has called that individual to do. And so then, Dr. Murphy, what can we do to be more punctual? Well, the Bible says and encourages us in Proverbs 21 and 5 that the plans of the diligent surely lead to success. And so that means if you find that you are regularly late about an appointment, maybe you should look and see whether or not you've got your calendar too full or you scheduled too many things all at the one time and one day where you're draining and nothing really get done out of excellence. Just get done because you got to get it done, but you're frustrated and grumbling and complaining all the time. These are the kind of people that want to volunteer all the time, but they're also complaining all the time. And so why not think about cutting the non-essential time wasters off? That means things that you know that it's a time waste, you know that the individual is going to be a waste of time, and that you need to schedule more time between your appointments, and that you need to speak to people that can not waste time but be, you know, cognizant of time so that they can arrive early and that they can find out what your needs are and be glad about it. See, what this does, this allows the unexpected grumbling, the unexpected complaining, and the unexpected bad attitude to show up in what God is trying to have you to do. And so we don't want to have this kind of thing. What you want to do is you want to encourage the modesty, according to Proverbs 11:2. This means that you're going to show that you know your limitations for that person that you're going to have. You're going to demonstrate that this is what I know that you can do and what you cannot do concerning this position that I'm putting you in. And so you need to decide whether or not an appointment or a deadline is realistic for you or for that person. You might want to go ahead and set the deadlines. I've never seen so many people who have different programs and things like that, and they never give them a timeline. They never give them a deadline when things need to be done. That's why a lot of people are so lackadaisy about something. And then there's some who take down the timeline or the deadline and then act like they got amnesia. And so that's why you got to know who you're allowing to put in positions. As soon as somebody tried to play a game with me, I just dismiss them anyway and tell them, you know what, I'm calling and say, you know what, that is covered now. Let's see what else you going to help me with? Do you have the time? Let me show you what else I need to help with. You know, because I don't want to keep putting people in places because they look good. Look good what you're going to be wearing for that particular position, or look good with the title for that position. But you have no character. You have no strength of excellence in you. So why in the world I want to give you a chance to go on and pull down what I'm trying to build up that God is showing me in excellence while you've been lazy and lax and slow? The devil is a lie. I hope I'm helping somebody. And so you better start rearranging that now. The kingdom is suffering violence from many things that we have allowed over the years. And it is time that we become very bold and very clear about what God is showing us to do, and whoever comes to us in this place that we allow in, God is holding you responsible for that, because you're not trying to use the gift that he's appointed you to use and win in that time, as I described earlier on, according to Ecclesiastes 3:1. We didn't make sure that that appointed time, and that means that they won't waste time on what God is trying to show you, or God is trying to give them the opportunity to do, to bless that ministry. So they need to look at whether or not to make sure that they don't be wasting time to see if their appointments that they have on their calendar are going to be realistically fitting whatever their schedule is and that they're agreeing to do. And so some people just overbook themselves to look like they're so important. So it's very important to address these issues, that you look at them, to keep down the stress and the frustration, you know, because it'll help everybody all the way around. And so we want to remember that the Bible tells us to make the best use of our time. And you can see that in Ephesians 5, chapter 15, I'm sorry, verse 15 and 16. You've got to give priority to the most important tasks. That's very important. Look at the things that are most important now and focus on those so we can prioritize time, so we can prioritize the thing to shift according to what you need to shift in that vision or in that particular event or service that you are offering. And so give the priority about the most important task, and you know, and making sure that we look at Philippians 1:10 that says, while using the transportation or using things that we need to do to get to and fro to get a thing done, or waiting for others to take us or take advantage of the time that many of us are trying to catch up on, you know, you need to make sure that you rest, the people that are going to be serving you are rested, and that they understand how important it is that you deliver, excellence and punctual service delivery. I know I said a whole lot in a very short time, in regards to punctuality, but I do want to leave these nuggets with you concerning the order. And I'm going to get off of here. Everything that you're doing, or you're allowing others to do and come into your ministry, they are doing these things that is affecting your God-given vision of order. It also will cause things to either increase or decrease. It's going to bring in, without the time or shift of the time wasters, it's going to bring in either a decrease in finances or a decrease in people being there, because they know that they don't want to be in the midst of that type of character who's always late and always not doing what they're supposed to do and always got a grumble and a complaint. And so this order of accurate arrangement, this order of comfort, this order of making sure that they're doing what's affecting the order of what God has called you to do, it will eliminate the stress, it'll eliminate the agitation, and then you'll have an increase in accuracy. It'll prevent error. It'll prevent strife. You know, what it does when you're showing the people that you're shifting them into a place so that they can, you know, be an asset of the time and the quality of service that you are asking of them, and not be time wasters, it will prevent the strife. It'll make order of comfort to come in its place. Why? Because order involves time, timing, and seasons. And so order must precede increase. If you have increase or an order, if you have order, it will bring increase. God's goal is order. God's goal for us to make sure that we make sound decisions in what he's given us to do. God's desire is that we look at things that are causing us to have limitations or stress and agitation because we have disorder. Some people have an attitude of order. They don't like order. They just have the attitude of disorder, and they're very unhappy. And unless they're in this disarray of things being cluttered and chaos and always got something negative to say, then you're going to see that this particular person, they're there, but they're not serving you with productivity. They need to learn organization. They need to learn your vision. They need to learn how to flow according to what God has given you to do. And so sometimes you may narrow that down to maybe two or three people. And then you're like, well, what am I going to do? This one do this and this one do that because I need them. No, no, no. You need the excellence. So you got to look at the long time term and the short term losses out of the vein of disorder versus order, how it will create environment of confusion rather than excellence. And so you want to make sure that you look at, you know, and ask, who are the gifted people that, you know, ask God, who are these gifted people that I should have in the midst of this ministry or in the midst of this organization that will assist me and to keep me on course? Make sure that you recognize those who God put to you, so, you know, to your hands, so you can correct the things around you and keep things in order. Remember, do not just try to justify this disorder around you. You got to relax. You got to talk to God. Be commendable about what you're planning to do and show the person and be very clear about what's required of them when they're serving you. That's why a lot of disorder comes, because they're not clear, and so they start asking people and grumbling and complaining about everything that they see, that they feel that you're not clear about what you need. And so as a leader, and from leader to leader, I'm just telling you up front, it's very important that you recognize that order is going to decide your excellence. It's going to decide your increase. It's going to decide your prosperity, and it's only going to be able to do that when you increase the order in your own life, your ministry, or business. Well, God bless you, and Happy New Year to you. And remember, you got to shift those time wasters. Why? Because punctuality brings on excellence. God bless you. Have a good night.